This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
I told you so. I told you yesterday the deep state was out to get Donald Trump and to try and stop him from, to make him lift his boot up off the neck of China. I told you it smelled bad when the market was down about just under 800 points on Tuesday, then it was closed on Wednesday, then it was down Thursday morning yesterday almost 800 points, or maybe it was 800 points plus. That's 1,600 points in a two-day period. And then it made a comeback, was only down 79 yesterday, today down another 500 plus. And I'm telling you, this is all about convincing American stock investors to panic and call up their congressperson and say, tell Trump to end the trade war with China. Tell him to end it, because he's going to ruin the American economy. Now, here's the guy that's made the American economy. The American economy is booming because of Donald Trump, and jobs are booming because of Trump. And all the problems that they thought we'd have with trade never happened. Where are the loss of jobs because of trade? None. Where's the loss of GDP because of trade? None. Where are the problems because of trade? None. Everything is good. GDP is up. Jobs are booming. So there isn't a single problem because of trade. And there hasn't been a price explosion because of trade. There are some prices up a little bit, but it's not a big deal. Overall, very little has happened that all the critics and naysayers complained would happen. So they're panicking because they make money when we lose on trade deals. These are the Wall Street titans. These are the billionaires. These are the Tom Steyers and the George Soros and the Goldman Sachs and the Morgan Stanleys and the Fed governors, the Federal Reserve, bunch of creeps who are trying to bomb the United States economy. They tried to save and bail out Obama for 8 years, kept interest rates artificial. Usually it's zero. It's like giving out cotton candy and corn candy to kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make them happy while they're sick, right? That's what the Fed did for 8 years, and they dropped millions of dollars on the U.S. economy and on Wall Street, and then Obama spent us $10 trillion into debt and bankruptcy and doubled the national debt, more spending than all the presidents combined in the history of America, more debt than all the presidents combined in the history of America. So between the spending of Obama, the $10 trillion in new debt, and the spending of the Fed, I think it was $4 trillion they dropped on Wall Street, and artificial interest rates left at zero, the Fed saved Obama's bacon, or it would have been, without a question, a Great Depression too, an Obama Great Depression. Now, Trump comes along, and he makes Obama look like a fool, and he turns around the American economy in one quarter, not 1 year or 2 years, one quarter. In 3 months, he turns it around by cutting regulations dramatically. Then at the end of year one, he cuts taxes dramatically, and then the economy explodes. And so Trump made Obama look like an idiot, and he made all the deep state people look like idiots, and he made all the big government people look like idiots, look like fools, and he made anyone who thought it was hard to create jobs look like fools. And they're not average jobs like Obama created, because in his first 2 years, Obama lost, I think, 4 million jobs, but then he came back with quite a few million jobs, and they were all crappy, clean toilet bowls, tend bar and wash dishes jobs for illegal aliens. There wasn't a decent job in America for 8 years for someone who had a decent resume. Not one. If you lost your $200,000 your job, you'd never get another one. You'd wind up working at the Gap. That was Obama's economy. Obama's economy was, how did Nancy Pelosi describe it? The food stamps and disability economy, because that's economic growth right there. Food stamps and disability. What a bunch of fools. And so they all look like idiots. Trump made them all look bad. So now they're trying to embarrass Trump and bomb the U.S. economy and crash the stock market. You heard it from Bill Maher. Bill Maher, what did he say a couple months ago? He said, I hope the economy crashes, because that would knock Trump out. That would just destroy his whole reasoning for being, right? His reason for being president is he makes the economy run and grow. And all of a sudden, it would kill that excuse, and all of a sudden, Trump would have nothing to fall back on, and his people would all lose. That was what Bill Maher basically said. one of the great liberals, and he hosts Real Time on HBO, and I've been on his show, on that show, and I've also been on Politically Incorrect on ABC TV with Bill Maher many years ago. I was on that show very often. So I know Bill Maher, and these guys are all liberal, and they're willing to kill the U.S. economy in order to make Trump look bad. So I opined on this show that I'm willing to bet you that the trade imbalance with Mexico and Canada and then the trade imbalance with China, there are Americans, lobbyists and lawyers and multinational corporation CEOs and all kinds of people on Wall Street who benefit when the United States cuts lousy trade deals. They make the money on them. And they didn't want Trump to put his boot on the neck of China. And he was. Trump was about to win. And if they can bomb and crash the stock market and or the U.S. economy or both, they can make Americans scream and howl and tell Trump to stop the trade war, and I believe that's what happened. That's what's happening as we speak right now with the market down another 500 points today. Sure enough, as that's happening, part of this whole story that caused all this is that the United States arrested a Chinese business leader during the Trump dinner with the president of China, and they didn't tell Trump. Now, can you imagine you're having dinner with the president of China, your biggest adversary, your biggest opposition, the biggest country in the world, the biggest economy in the world besides ours, and the two of you dominate the world and you're having a big trade war, and you're winning. And suddenly, our DOJ goes out and arranges the arrest of a big-shot Chinese executive, CEO. And it's going to cause an international incident. It's going to cause China to pull out of the trade talks and tell us to go screw ourselves. And you don't inform President Trump that it's happening? That's because the deep state wants to bomb Trump and bomb the economy and destroy Trump's credibility and kill the trade war and make Trump get on his knees and say, I'm sorry, let's kiss and make up and go back to the way things were. Because some people get rich off the way things are. Same reason for the border, folks. When you say, why does anyone want open borders? Because some people make billions of dollars off open borders. Some people are selling things to the people who come across the border. Some people are getting government contracts to take care of the people who come across the border illegally. Some lawyers get rich off government because government hires them to represent the illegals who come over the border. Some corporations live on the cheap labor and make a fortune. Lots of people make money on open borders and on illegal immigration, and they don't want Trump to succeed. And they are crashing the stock market. They all are against Trump. It's Trump against the world. But I've never seen a bigger example in my life. Kudlow joins Navarro, two big economic gurus for Trump, and they both say Trump officials were not notified of the DOJ arrest of Wang Zhu during the Trump meeting with the president of China. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. The Chinese government, mad as hell, and they're probably not going to do a deal with us and not going to negotiate good faith on a trade deal because we just arrested the chief financial officer of a Chinese company, Meng Wanzhou, the CFO of Chinese telecommunications giant, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Hawaii, it looks like. Almost like the island of Hawaii. Hawaii, the largest communications company in the world. You think that's a small thing? And you don't think a president has to be notified that the DOJ is arresting that person? On what grounds? And you don't think the president could have said, hold off, I'm having dinner with the president of China to negotiate a trade war. You think you could wait till after the ink dries, till we agree on a deal, and then you arrest them? Why now? But he never got that choice because they didn't even tell him. Now, who's running the United States? It's not Donald Trump. It's the deep state. And the D.C. swamp are obviously running a parallel government versus Donald Trump. And that's really sick. And that's amazing. All right. Other big news. I was right. I'm telling you. I'll be proven right on this. It's Goldman Sachs. It's J.P. Morgan. It's the titans of Wall Street. It's lobbyists. It's lawyers. It's all kinds of bad people who represent China, doing business with China, partners with China. And it's the Chinese government. And they're all together pooling their money, and they are trying to crash the stock market to embarrass Trump and make the investors in this country panic and demand he end the trade war so that we go back to the way things were. And China gets to keep kicking our butt. I was going to say another word, but we're joined by Newsmax TV, so I won't say it on national TV. All right, President Trump picks his next Attorney General, William Barr. Strange pick. I'm not sure exactly what to make of it, because he is an establishment insider. Here's the bad, here's the good. The bad is William Barr is an establishment insider, and he was the Attorney General of the United States under George H.W. Bush. Isn't it funny, the timing? George H.W. Bush just died a few days ago, and the funeral was just yesterday. He was actually just buried yesterday in the ground. And a day later, his attorney general is picked as Trump's attorney general. Strange timing, and the choice is strange. Why would you pick an insider and a Bush guy? But I had someone on my radio show moments ago who's an expert and knows this guy, William Barr, and says he's a great conservative, and every conservative should love him, and he's probably going to be a pit bull on behalf of Donald Trump, and he doesn't like this Mueller investigation. And so maybe it was a good choice. I don't know. All I know is Trump, who I love, who I think is a great president, who I think has a chance to be the greatest conservative president in the history of the United States of America, his one failing, in my opinion, is he doesn't have good people around him. And I don't know if that's his fault because he's picking bad people, or he picks the best choices he's got based on the resumes in front of him, and they're all bad and they're all deep swamp people, so there is no good choice. But all I could tell you is maybe it's the best he could choose, but it's still not a good choice to pick an ex-Bush guy, an ex-Bushy, and an ex, get this, CIA analyst. Yes, William Barr was a CIA analyst. When I hear the word CIA now, and I hear Bush, all I can think of is deep state, deep state, deep state. And the deep state's against Trump. So it's kind of strange that you pick a guy like that. But the good news is he's got a brilliant resume. He's a great conservative. And I would guess, I didn't look this up, but I'm guessing he's the only guy in the history of America to ever be the Attorney General twice. It's kind of amazing. If he's confirmed, he'll be an Attorney General when he's 41 years old under H.W. Bush. He'll be Attorney General again at the age of, I think, 66 right now for Donald Trump. That's kind of an amazing thing. What a resume. Speaking of a great resume, Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group, my personal tax law firm and my personal tax lawyer, they saved my bacon twice from the IRS when Obama sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy me. And if we could beat him, then you could beat him. And he's got a new program that solves most tax problems for a monthly fee of, get this, $190 a month. That's it. That's like your cable fee. Call 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, or go to WeHelpYou.com. WeHelpYou, the letter U.com.
This is the National Health Alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. By the way, if you are watching on Newsmax TV, you can watch me 3 hours, listen to me 3 hours a day at USARadio.com. That's the easiest way to listen to me. I'll give you 100 different ways, but USARadio.com, you go there and you just click on Listen Live Now, because you're getting 1 hour on TV, but you can get 3 hours of listening to me, 2 hours, and then come tune into the TV. USARadio.com, Listen Live Now, boom, you're on. If you're listening now, you can watch me on Newsmax TV, which is on DirecTV Channel 349, Dish TV Channel 216, and many cable systems around the country, including many Comcast Xfinity that we're starting on this month, and many more will come online in 2019. Call the numbers 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. We were just talking about the deep state setting up Donald Trump, the deep state not even telling him they've arrested a top Chinese executive while he was dining with the premier of China, while he was negotiating a trade war. If that isn't setting up the president, I don't know what is. Call up and let's talk about it. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. And you can reach me, WayneRoot at gmail.com. You can reach Newsmax and talk to him about me. If you want to see more of Wayne Root and more of this show, it's war at Newsmax.com. I don't read those, only they do. War at Newsmax.com. But I'd love to expand the show and have it 2 hours and have an entire hour devoted to just talking to you. And if you like that idea, let Newsmax know. It's war at Newsmax.com. And finally, I'm on Twitter, and you can check out my tweets all day long, at Real Wayne Root, R-E-A-L, like at Real Donald Trump, and at Real James Woods, it's at Real Wayne Root. All right, Synergetics, the sponsor of this segment of the show, and anyone who's watched this show knows what Synergetics has done for me. I'm like a new person, man. It's like they ripped 10 or 15 years off my face and 20 years off my body because, man, I look like Popeye under the suit. Muscular and thin. My stomach's as flat as when I was 25 years old. And it all happened in a lousy 5 months. Well, let me make sure. Synergetic started with me as a sponsor of the show in June. And I became their guinea pig. They said, we're going to change your life and it's going to happen on national TV. June, July, August, September, October. Okay, so November was month number 6. So we're now in month number 7. So the transformation started after about 2 months and 3 months. It was a big difference. 4 months was dramatic. And now we're starting month number 7. Thank you, Synergenics. What a great job. I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I've lost weight, and I'm working out less than I've ever worked out, and I've gained massive muscle. You are the best. Contact them. Tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. You want to rip 20 years off your life. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. You want to go back in time. They're like a time machine. They're like the fountain of youth. They're Wayne Root's fountain of youth. Quote me. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Cenogenics.com. That's C-E-N-E-Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S. Cenogenics.com. I had a bunch of markers when they tested my blood that were all negative, just minor negative, not major. But, you know, when you're 57 years old, things turn a little negative. And they would have been bad in 3 to 5 years. And thank God they reversed everything. And I'm looking great, man. And I feel like I've never felt better or younger. Call them at 888-YOUNGER and get the Wayne Root treatment. Let's grab a call. Let's take Stanton in San Antonio on line one. Stanton, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to call in and add to your discussion about the caravan. My great grandparents back in the 1890s came here from Belgium. I mean, they came across the ocean on who knows what kind of boat back then. Anyway, they got here and they made a life for themselves. You know, they farmed, they bought land, they leased land, and in 30, 40 years they had a great income from themselves, and they raised a family, and my family still lived on the property that my great-grandparents had. It's my uncle and his family, basically. He inherited everything from my grandparents. But, I mean, come here illegally, and even back then, it was probably easier than now to become a citizen. But, I mean, it took them time. It took them several years to be more productive and be a, you know, you're a citizen here, you know, and everything, and
So you're not thrilled about the people who come in illegally, right? The people in the caravans.
No,
right.
I mean, our great grandparents that came here from other countries are probably freaking out. You know, we're freaking out right now.
They're rolling over in their graves. Hey, Stan, hang on. We'll talk a little bit more when we get past the break. Hang on, I'll make you the first call. We'll finish up with this conversation. You hear the music, so it means we're headed to a break. We've got to take care of our wonderful sponsors who make this show possible, who support conservative talk. And so we'll get back with Stan. Stan, look, my grandparents came from Germany and Russia. Russian Jews and German Jews, both sets came to America with nothing, penniless. And they both, all the members of my family, did pretty well in America. Nobody's rich, but good middle-class people. And my grandfather wound up becoming a fairly successful merchant, meaning he owned his own butcher store, and loved America and thought America was great to him, and I do too. And I don't think any of these people have a right to force their way in. They should be coming through an Ellis Island. They should be coming. They should be extreme vetted. We'll be right back. Stanton is on the line from San Antonio. We'll have many more of you at 833 War Talk.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors in New York are suggesting that Michael Cohen, the president's longtime personal attorney, serve a substantial term of imprisonment for crimes he pleaded guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations. As far as all this talk that Cohen was cooperating with the FBI in the investigation, Chris Wecker was assistant director of the FBI. He tells Fox News,
I don't think Mueller really had a lot of interest in him. I think he was trying to get the attention of the special counsel and try to get a sweetheart deal. But I don't think Mueller views him as a credible witness.
James Comey was on Capitol Hill testifying on Friday. He'll have to head back on December 17th once again to testify. And the up-and-down ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 559 points to close the day at 24,388, and the S&P was also down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0720.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, I've got a commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and all over the United States. My commentaries are nationally syndicated. So before we get back to the callers, and I promised we'd start with Stan, we've got an old regular Mary Rose on the line, Patty from California on the line. We've got two more segments. I'll grab your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, room for more. But my commentary is coming out on Sunday in a newspaper near you all over the United States. It's called Whoever Counts the Votes Wins the Election. There's no election integrity in Nevada. That's a nice way of saying I believe voter fraud is rampant. Problem number one is illegal aliens legally get driver's licenses in Nevada. Problem number two, anyone can register to vote at the Nevada DMV without proving citizenship. You think maybe that powerful 1-2 combination might lead to illegals voting in large numbers? You're damn right. Back to Bill Cunningham, conservative talk show superstar and one of my heroes. In my very last column, I told you that I pinpointed one of the big reasons the Ohio GOP almost swept the ballot. Bill Cunningham is based out of Ohio, of course, Cincinnati. Why the Ohio GOP swept the ballot while the Nevada GOP lost virtually every race. The answer was conservative talk radio. The GOP candidates in Ohio embraced it while the Nevada GOP candidates ignored it. Conservative talk radio, they ignored it. But that wasn't the end of my conversation with Bill Cunningham. Part two is the biggest reason for the GOP defeat in Nevada. You see, in Ohio, it's almost impossible for illegal aliens to vote. In Nevada, it's easy. In Nevada, anyone could get a driver's license. In Nevada, it's one of 12 states that issue driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And once at DMV to collect their license, any illegal alien can register to vote without ever proving citizenship. Instantly, non-citizens are legally registered to vote in Nevada elections. In Ohio, illegals can't get driver's licenses, and no one in Ohio can get a driver's license without a passport or a birth certificate. Both, of course, prove that you're an American citizen. Then to vote, you've got to show your driver's license, and you only got it by showing a passport or a birth certificate, thereby proving you're an American. There it is. In Ohio, it's almost impossible to vote if you're a non-citizen. In Nevada, you can. Liberals claim there is no voter fraud. Well, there's not. It's actually registration fraud, voter registration fraud, and it's easy, and it's basically legal in Nevada. There are many steps the Nevada GOP can take between now and 2020 to win elections. We need fresh leadership with creative ideas. We need to recruit better candidates with more energy and more personality. We need to raise far more money to compete with liberal out-of-state billionaires who flooded our airwaves with TV ads. We need to produce a ground game and a text game to get out the vote. And we need to make conservative talk radio the centerpiece of GOP campaigns to sell GOP candidates. Liberals have the media, they've got Hollywood, they've got Silicon Valley. Conservatives have talk radio. Why wouldn't we use it? All of this would help, but none of it will win a single election if we don't fix the problem of voter fraud / voter registration fraud. Now, I can hear the liberals howling now. There is no voter fraud. We're just little angels, and we'd never do such a thing. Well, California disproves that storyline. California proves liberals will do anything to win elections. As the liberal hero Saul Alinsky once said, the ends justify the means, and liberals live by that saying. California liberals just stole Republican Orange County with vote harvesting. In the days after the election, Democrats handed in 250,000 late ballots in Orange County that they legally harvested. What that means is they walked door to door and helped Democratic voters fill out ballots on the spot and then handed them in. Voila! Instant voting by handing your ballot to a stranger. Will that stranger check if you're a legal citizen? Of course not. Will they throw your ballot in the garbage or in the sewer if you dare to vote Republican? Of course they will. They're only going to hand in Democrat ballots. Did the voter fill out the ballot, or did they simply sign it and hand it to the Democrat volunteer? And maybe that Democratic volunteer filled out the ballot and voted straight ticket Democrat. Vote harvesting is such voter fraud, it's illegal everywhere in the United States except California. Six Orange County GOP congressional candidates led on election night, only to lose many days later when Democrats flooded the market with 250,000 harvested ballots. Orange County Republicans turned out in record numbers and still lost everything. In one district, 120% of Democrats voted. Since that's physically impossible, the highest voter turnout you could ever get would be 100, and I'd be very skeptical of anyone ever producing 100% turnout, but they produced 120% turnout, and since that's impossible, it sure sounds like voter fraud to me. Democrats didn't vote harvest in Nevada. They found other ways to win. It's called registration fraud, and this is a lesson for the entire nation. Whoever counts the votes wins the election. Republicans are not counting the votes, and they're letting Democrats steal elections from all of us. There's my commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. Let me also mention that this segment is sponsored by VRA, VRAinsider.com. Write this down, VRAinsider.com. Kip Herridge is the guy who founded VRA Insider for 33 years. He's been a leader in the financial industry, working at the very top levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the wealthy and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for companies that he helped to take public. And in 2003, founded VRA, his top-performing global investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen, and his top-performing recommendations crush the markets year after year. His VRA newsletter has been around for 15 years, and it's beaten Wall Street and beaten the markets 14 out of 15 years. What a record. If you're in the markets, let him prove to you how good he really is. How many people ever do this? How many people tell you, for the next 2 weeks, it's free, period. Free to all the viewers of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV and all the listeners of USA Radio. It's free. 2 weeks free VRA membership. All you do is join now at VRAinsider.com. 2 weeks free membership at VRAinsider.com. He's Wayne Root's good buddy. I've trusted him for over 15 years, and he's been one of my best friends in the world for 15 years. Become the smart money and learn the truth about crushing the markets at VRAinsider.com. Thank you, Kip Herridge and VRA Insider, for sponsoring my television show and having faith in Wayne Allyn Root. All right, let's grab some calls. I promised Stanton from San Antonio we'd come right back to. Stanton, so your issue is that your grandparents came here the right way. They came through Ellis Island. They came here legally. They worked hard. They didn't accept welfare. They farmed. They ranched. They built something that lasted for generations. Your family's done it the right way, and it's unfair that others come here and expect to walk in illegally and stay, not be deported, and get welfare, and literally suck American taxpayers who are legal and born in this country dry. Am I right?
Yes, sir, exactly. Millions of people's families have done that in America. You know, we'll talk all races, everything. You know, my father's side of the family were here way back in the 1600s. And they were farmers and stuff like that in Arkansas and Tennessee and in there. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to become a citizen. I mean, it takes time. Yeah, of course. But, I mean, everything takes time.
Takes time if you come here legally. But if you come here illegally, you should never be allowed to become a citizen. My argument is, see, I'm a lot nicer than a lot of other conservatives. I'm going to be moderate here. I don't think we should deport and throw out of the country every person who ever came here illegally. I think that's impossible. It's physically impossible to do it. It would be too expensive. It would seem like we're the Gestapo and it's Nazi Germany. No, I just think you build a wall so nobody new could ever come in illegally. And the people that are already here won the lottery, but you don't ever let them become citizens, and they're not allowed to vote. They only become residents, and they get work cards. And they can work for the rest of their lives as long as they're willing to pay taxes. But they can never, ever vote. They gave up that right when they came here illegally. And if they ever are caught voting illegally, they instantly lose their resident card and their work card, and they are deported out of the United States. You've got to make voting illegally a massive crime that results in deportation to scare the bejesus out of illegal aliens that you cannot allow them to vote. But they won the lottery. They get to stay here. They didn't come here to vote. They came here to stay here and work and earn a living. I also think in concert with that, 7 years you can't accept any form of welfare for the first 7 years you're here as an illegal, but an immigrant of any kind, a legal immigrant. You come to America, you got to work. just like in the old days, someone had to be responsible for you. We, the taxpayers, don't have to pay for you. No welfare of any kind for the first 7 years you're here. Then if some tragedy befalls you, America might take care of you. But if you're able-bodied, you still got to get a job.
Right.
And if you do all that, that's cool. Any problems with that, Stan? You agree with that?
No, I agree with that. I understand.
All right, good. Cool.
Stan, we
got to run. I got to take other calls. Stan, I got to take other calls. Thank you for calling very much. Mary Jo in Illinois, an old standby of ours, who sent me a beautiful letter a year ago, and that's how I got to know her. One of the most touching letters I've ever read, and she's called it a few times over the last year. Mary Rose, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. How are you? Thank you. For that.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas,
Mary. Merry Christmas to you, too, and your family. I just wanted to make 3 points. Hussein Obama. Okay, I call him the welfare pimp, because that's what he is.
I'm always nervous about the word pimp, because everybody listening is going to think we made up that word just because he's black. And it had nothing to do with black.
It's got nothing to do with that.
Encouraging people to be on government assistance.
Exactly. And you know what? They throw around, you know, you're racist. You know what? I got to the point. I'm not racist, but you know what? Call me racist, whatever. I know what I am. They throw around that word. Everybody's afraid. Go ahead. But the point I wanted to make with our great president.
Well, here's the deal, Mary Rose. Mary, we got the music on. Just hang on. You'll be the first one I pick up when we come back, and we'll go straight to Mary Rose. Then we got Patty from California, and we got two open lines. So if you want to call in right now, is the time to do it. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, RootForAmerica.com is the website. By the way, if I don't say it a few more times, Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm not PC. Merry Christmas. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests, all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. righttovoice.com.
War now.
Hey, travelers.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I promised I'd go back to Mary Rose, so to Mary Rose we go on line two. Mary Rose, you're on with Wayne Root with part two. We heard your part one. What's your part two?
What I was going to say is all this stuff going on, you know, how they want to, you know, get our president out of office, you know, find anything. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's a Trump supporter, like we are, they could say whatever they want to say. It's not going to sway how I feel about our president.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
I said that today. I said that to one of my friends, a real big liberal, from Chicago. Ironically, Mary Rose calling from the Chicago area. And one of my buddies is the former chairman of the Democratic Party of the state of Illinois. Believe it or not, he is my friend, even though we can't talk politics because he hates Trump. So we just talk about business, no politics. But he emailed me today and he said, what are you thinking now? Mueller's got him. And I said, got him. 63 million Trump voters are laughing at you. We're
right.
Just laughing. Yeah, the guy
exactly.
Spit on the sidewalk and you want to give him life in prison. Your people are guilty of murder. And you want them
right.
To walk away scot-free. It's a joke. We don't care
it
what
is.
Mueller thinks.
No.
Mueller's a joke.
No. He actually should be in jail.
Right. Mueller's a bad guy. He was involved in the uranium scandal with Hillary Clinton. So he's
right.
The one who ought to be in trouble right now.
Right.
And he's
all
involved with the scandal with Comey. Comey and
right.
Him plotted together. The whole thing's a joke. All right, Mary
it
Rose,
is.
We got to run. Merry Christmas to you and your husband and your family, okay? Thank you, Mary. Angela from North Carolina on line four. We'll take more calls, by the way. 833-WAR-TALK. We've got a little room. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Wayne Allyn Root with Angela in North Carolina. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. What's on my mind as far as just some roots, as far as being a resident and an illegal immigrant, at the same time the squatter law should apply in some states. There's a process of being a resident in some states as far as residency. Having an address, your residence, someone stayed in your house more than 72 hours. You have to get an eviction notice to get them out.
Are you a landlord? I'm kind of confused as to what, you know, area you're coming from. Are you a landlord and you're talking about squatters in your place?
What we're talking about as far as the immigration and the documentation that they have to apply for certain things.
Right.
they have to establish residency.
Are you somebody who consider yourself a conservative and you're angry at the immigrants who come in illegally?
No, I'm not angry as far as things are fine and everybody's saying that we can't do anything because these are the laws. At the same time, the laws that you present, how are they as far as helping the world?
How are they helping the world, you said?
They're not helping the wall. The wall.
Oh, the wall. Well, the wall, there's only one purpose for the wall. That's to keep our sovereignty. That's to keep us safe from, you know, from hordes of invading foreigners who want to take over all of our money, our taxpayer money, our spending,
right.
Our school
right.
system, our medical
and,
system,
and
etc.
And that's what they're doing at the same time as far as China's concerned. In Chinese restaurants, you don't see any Americans working in their restaurants.
Right.
Or other races.
Right. Yeah, I mean, do you have the same problems in North Carolina, Angela, with illegals as we have in a place like Nevada where I live? Are you being overwhelmed by illegals there?
Well, I'm not overwhelmed because I grew up in New York, in Brooklyn. So it's not overwhelming for me, but I see the common sense in as far as being in reality. It's in, as far as the economics goes, too. These corporations, they're paying per person $20, $40 an hour and giving the other person $10 to $15 for
right.
a long time.
Right.
And that's why the conference has been good for a long time.
All right, Angela, thank you for the call. Really appreciate the call. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and your family, all right? Joe in New York City, last call of the night. Joe, you're on with Wayne Reed. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I just have a quick question. I wanted to know if there was any way Trump could go around Congress to build the wall. Is there any way he could just do it himself?
Well, look, I made a proposal just last week in newspapers around the country, and I said a couple things. He could use executive action to declare that there has to be voter ID for federal elections. I know that's not the wall, but it's all part of my proposal, so hear me out. Number one, he could use executive action to demand that there be federal government-issued voter ID or you can't vote. And let the Supreme Court decide if he's allowed to do that. Number two, he could use executive action to demand that English be the language of voting. You can't vote in Spanish. You can't vote in German. You can't vote in Polish. You can only vote in English. And number three, he doesn't need even executive action to declare the fact that we have a national security emergency. All presidents are allowed to declare national security emergencies. That's where the wall comes in. We have a national security emergency on the border with Mexico, and declare it, and at that point you're allowed to use emergency funds from the military budget for a national military security, right? And that's a security emergency, and that's what's happening. Carve out $25 billion from the military budget, which Trump just funded with huge amounts of money. You know, remember there was that big omnibus spending bill, and all of us on the right were very mad that Trump went along with it because the Democrats funded it with so much money. It was obscene. But Trump's argument was he funded the military.
Why isn't he doing that then?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know the answer to all these things. I mean, all I can tell you is what I want him to do, and I think he could do that and grab $25 billion from the military budget, which is a pittance, and use it to build a wall and call a national security emergency. He'll face lawsuits. It'll go to the Supreme Court. It might take 2 years, but eventually that money could be used. He could build the wall. That's just my opinion. That's the way I would do it. Hey, Joe, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, all the above, whatever you are, and have a great weekend. And to all the cops out there, all the active military out there, all the retired vets out there, all the retired cops and first responders out there, we love you, we appreciate your sacrifices, and we hope you have a safe weekend, hang out with your family, and appreciate what a great country America is. Thanks for Donald Trump as president, too.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.